At the end of first year, we already have $110, and we will be earning 10% interest on the $110. This can be written in the form, which I refer to as equation B. Using equations A and B, we can come up with the lump sum equation. We can find the future value of any amount, and it's equal to the initial investment, which we refer to as the present value, times 1 plus I raised to the power n. Please note that in the equation, we need to put the interest rate as a decimal.